So why should I report back to those attorneys I talked about? It's not an available resource. Why should I have to report it to them or anything like that? Doesn't really matter. Besides that, how would they know? That's a question you get from your clients all the time. We have to tell them about something, and they ask, why would they know? Well, they wouldn't know until sometime later. I talk about in the paper in the early 90s, we started having people come into our office from time to time who had gotten a kind of a nasty phone call or a letter from the mail that says the, and I call them FOs because that's what these guys down here call them, the field office people had called them and said, we want you to come in and explain what's going on here. We didn't know about this asset you had, and you've been getting benefits all these years, and you have assets. You shouldn't be doing that. Come talk to us. And we kind of found a theme in that, and the theme was basically this. Those folks had had trust created, and they never were reported. Well, what happens is when the trust, and we have trustees out here that know about this, when they make disbursements from the trust, depending on whether it's considered a grantor trust or what have you, they report the distribution on the Social Security of the beneficiary, the Social Security number, to the IRS. It's a deduction and can be a tax deduction to the trust, depending on the type of accounting you use. So eventually, somewhere down the road, and once again, all these statutes and laws are quoted in my paper that where you see this, the IRS sends a tape match over to Social Security. Now, way back when I was doing this and those people were coming into my office, a lot of those trusts were more than 4 years old or 5 years old, and in some cases older because there weren't that much disbursements made or there weren't any disbursements for a period of time or whatever. But eventually, that tape match made its way over to Social Security, and here's this Social Security field office technician looking at this person's record and seeing, hey, this person has income. Well, we don't have any assets reported for this person. Where's this income coming from? So they didn't know where the income was coming from, but that indicated there were assets, and that's when those phone calls showed up. Okay? Now, if they don't know, you could face the penalty or you could face that sanction we just talked about. But the worst case we saw is that in a lot of times when those folks got called in, they didn't face a penalty or a sanction, which is bad, but I would say it's fatal. But they would find out at that point when they eventually gave the field office technician a copy of the trust, that the trust failed. So now you have a trust that's been in existence 4 or 5 years, never been reported. You report it for the first time, and it fails. So obviously you have overpayment problems. You have all kinds of issues going on. So that's how the Social Security Administration finds out about your trust if you don't tell them. I submit to you that you should report your trust anytime you draft one. It's our office policy. And along those lines, anytime I talk to trustees, they should regularly report disbursements. I was dealing with a trustee not too long ago, a very experienced trustee, worked for a very good trust company, and found out they weren't reporting disbursements. Well, obviously a trustee should do that, I believe as well. But it's better to know now than later whether or not your trust passes. It's not like it's one of these things that you're going before the teacher and you want to put it off as long as possible. You want to know now. A couple of things can happen. They discussed here before me, Amanda and Diana did, that you can ask for a reopen, you can appeal, you can do a reconsideration, all the different things you can do. If you think your trust is okay and you think the agency's wrong. But in some instances, and just before the new POMS change really came out, especially back when the letter that Amanda mentioned that had come out, it actually was a training manual, and I have a paper I wrote about it before, talks about that training manual, that said certain court-created trusts were no good because they were petitioned. They were trusts being denied right and left at that point in time. And in many cases, in some cases, we got denial letters in the mail for a trust, and it said your trust is denied for this problem right here in this section. And we'd look at the trust, and we'd say, well, that's kind of strange because that section's not in our trust. We had gotten the same copy of a letter they must have sent to 50 other people, and that section wasn't in our trust. So the problem is then, how do you fix all that? Well, the first thing is you decide whether you want to fight about it. Obviously, our trust wasn't faulty because of that section because it wasn't in there. But if you have a parent-created trust or now a self-created trust, discretion might be the better part of valor. You might just have the parent sign a new trust and then figure out how you're going to get the money from the old trust into the new trust, which is doable, and just fix whatever they want you to fix and go down the road. Now, that's not always possible because sometimes they want you to do something, or at least in the past they wanted you to do something, that the fix was worse than what was wrong with it, that it made it either impossible for the trustee to administer the trust, or in your belief it made it violate the rules themselves but because of what they wanted you to fix. So you couldn't do it at that point by having the parent sign another trust or have the self create another trust. You had to fight it. But it's better to fight it early in the deal, in the process, than later on. Now, how and where to report, for those of you who are new to this game. The Social Security Administration, and once again, all the stuff's cited in the paper, the place you can go see the actual parts of the law. The changes can be reported by calling the SSA's toll-free number. Well, I don't really advocate you do that. And you can report changes by mail, which I do advocate you do. And you can also, like they said, go take a number, sit in a chair and wait all day to talk to a worker and report your trust directly to the Social Security Administration right there in your local office, which I don't recommend. Or you're going to spend a lot of free time doing your Facebook surfing while you're waiting to get called.